many times now in Galesburg?
I think at least during the campaign, we were here a couple, three times during the campaign,
right.
And now we're back, and we're going to keep coming back.
You hit hard on health care. How does that get paid for?
Okay, so remember what we proposed during the campaign, which is a public option.
Right.
And the idea is this doesn't cost the taxpayers anything. The first thing we can do is allow people to buy into the state's health insurance plan, which is a much lower cost plan than a private health insurance plan.
Right.
So that's the first thing. People can get a break on what they're paying for health insurance.
Right.
Second is that people who don't have health insurance and aren't able to afford it today because it's thousands of dollars more than the cost of public option will be able to buy in to the state's health insurance system.
Do you see are you taking an evolutionary path? Are you looking towards universalized health care? Are you looking towards Medicaid, Medicare for all?
We believe strongly that everybody should have health care, and so we're going to do everything that we can to expand availability and access to affordable health care in the state of Illinois. But we also need the federal government to step up to the plate in order for us to have Medicare for all. That's something that might happen on the federal level. And so with Donald Trump in office and with Republicans in control of the Senate,
right,
that's going to be difficult to get done. But by 2020, I think we're going to make a change in both of those sets of offices.
A lot of times corporations, when they hear this kind of talk about Medicare for all and expanding health care coverage, a lot of times maybe that's not such an attractive, they automatically think about taxes. And so then how do you generate jobs in the face of some of that?
Well, you know that the larger the pool of insured, the lower the cost per insured covered person. So that's the basic principle behind universal health care,
right,
that makes it affordable. And truthfully, I believe that it's a right, not a privilege. And so this is just something we're going to have to step up to the plate to do. I'm a businessman, so I understand this probably as much as anybody. And I really believe that this is good for business in the end. You've got healthier people working for you. You've got lower cost of healthcare overall. The insurance companies aren't getting the enormous profits in a universalized system. And so this is good for everybody.
There are largely two election authorities in Knox County. The Galesburg voters largely voted for you. Voters outside the county largely voted for Governor Rauner. How do you win over those Rauner supporters?
Well, as you can imagine, the election results, we won by almost 16% across the state, and 39% of voters voted for Governor Rauner. We're going to work for them, too. We're the governor and lieutenant governor for everybody in this state, and we're going to continue to try to win Republican and independent support over time. But the most important thing is we'll run a good government that's going to be good for them, and I think that's a reason for them to support us.
Largely, though, people are pretty cynical about how government operates no matter who's in office. So how do you make it more palatable, I guess?
Well, if we run the government well, if we pass balanced budgets every year, if we address the big challenges in the state, I think people will understand not only are we being responsible, but we're lifting up working families across Illinois. And that has been our promise from day one. And that is what most people, whether you're Republicans or Democrats or independents, want.
And the other thing that we're doing is we are right now in transition, and one of the things that JB and I have both been committed to is making sure that we include diverse perspectives, including people from Central and Southern Illinois. So when we look at our transition co-chairs, including Governor Edgar and others who are working on our budget and all of the other committees, we are making sure that we have the perspectives of not just Democrats, but also Republicans, people from the Chicago area, collar counties, and downstate Illinois. We want diverse perspectives because we want to represent the whole state.
How has Governor Edgar helped you already?
Oh, he's been terrific. In fact, I talked to him earlier today. He's an amazing advisor, somebody who's going to become governor. Talking to someone who's had the experience that he's had is hugely beneficial personally for me. And then in transition, he's been very helpful in making sure that we're getting Republicans engaged at all levels of transition. And he believes, as I think most people in the state believe, that we can no longer have this hyper-partisanship in Illinois. What we really need to do is problem solve, and that's what our administration is going to be all about.